Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Millionaire Real Estate Agent Podcast. I'm Jason Abrams, and this is the place where we lift the curtain on the world of real estate like never before. Every week, I sit down with visionaries, pirates, and mavericks. We're here to document, demonstrate, and most importantly, demystify their game-changing models and systems. What secrets propel them to the top? And how are they living their dreams? This is about passion, it's about strategy, but above all, it's about real, tangible success. So buckle up and let's dive in. This is the Millionaire Real Estate Agent Podcast. Now, the first time I met him, he was in his early 20s. He had started a real estate team and sold 18 homes the first year. Friends, fast forward 3 years later, and he was selling over 200. Fast forward to today, and he has one of the largest teams in the United States and is the founder and CEO of a company called Homeward, which is rapidly changing the way that financial solutions are presented to home sellers and buyers all over the country. I am speaking about none other than Tim Heil. Friends, on this show, we are going to unpack, how do you go small to go big? How do you go from solving general problems in real estate to solving specific problems in real estate? And Tim is going to make the argument and lay out the framework that by focusing on solving specific problems for specific groups of people, you can make more money than you ever thought possible and help more humans than you ever thought possible. Sit back, buckle up. This is Tim Heil. Tim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thanks for having me today.
It is an honor to have you, and we are going to unpack all of it. We're going to talk the real estate team. We're going to talk expansion. We're going to talk MOFR. We're going to talk Homeward. We are going to get there. But first, I ask everyone the same question, Tim. How did you find the greatest industry in the world?
Wow. It's a great question. My answer, I couldn't get the real job. It's funny saying that in retrospect, because not being able to get what I thought was the real job was the biggest blessing of my adult career life. I graduated from college in 2009.
And where'd you go?
I went to Texas A&M. I was born and raised in Austin, and I moved back to Austin. No job, no money. Ran out of gas as I was pulling into my parents' driveway. As broke as you can be at 21 years old. My dad had introduced me to a real estate agent. My dad and my brothers are home builders, and they've been for basically my whole life. My dad introduced me to the real estate agent that sold his houses for many, many years, and her name was Althea Osborne. And she just happened to be back in 1995 or before that, maybe even, selling houses that my dad was building all over the city of Austin. And he had told me about her from time to time, but when I was thinking about getting into some form of real estate, he wasn't going to hire me, but he said, you should go learn about real estate, learn about sales, and there's nobody better that I could introduce you to than Althea. And so that's what happened. I dressed up in my suit and tie, Jason. I thought I was going in for an interview. I was praying to God that she would hire me because nobody else would. I was a finance major, and trying to get a finance job in 2009 was like trying to sell a listing in 2009. Very difficult. And so I went and met with her, and she handed me the MREA book. And she said, go read this book. And after you read it, come back to me and let's talk. And so I went back and I read that book. A spark lit up in me. I don't know what it was. I think I had an entrepreneurial bug inside of me that I never really knew what to do with or how to do anything with. And when I read that book, it all just like came to life. That book basically taught you how to go from being somebody who aspired to build and own a business to here's the next step. And if you actually just follow these frameworks, you can take the next step and the next step and the next step. And so it became like a roadmap for me. And at 21 years old, it was 13 years to get to seventh level. That became my goal. And I don't know why it was 13 years. I had run the math and I had figured out that that's how long I thought it was going to take me. But that became my goal. And it was all about not seventh level just because, but it was like after reading that book, it's like, oh, that's the goal, is to build a machine that runs without you so that you can either insert yourself in the places that you enjoy and are best at, or so that you can take a step back and spend your time innovating in other things, or so that you could retire. Although that wasn't like my motivating drive at 21 years old, but that became the thing of like seventh level, so that I have got this asset, this machine that runs without me. And then I'll figure out what I'm going to do when I'm at that point. But that became the big milestone for me at 21 years old.
And do you start having success right away?
Oh my gosh, not at all. Summer of 2009 until probably almost the summer of 2010, I was going into the office every day. I lived out in Lakeway and I would drive all the way to the Southwest Market Center, about an hour in traffic. And I would sit there and not really have anything to do, right? The MREA book kind of gives you the frameworks of what to do from a higher level. But then when you show up at the office every day, they don't really tell you in the book what to do next, right? So I spent 6 months to a year. I built a database, but didn't really know what to do with it. And I went to some classes and some things, but it wasn't until I went to a Keller Williams seminar called Bold, which everybody knows about at this point, but it was the first time they were ever running Bold in Austin. And that actually was, here's the how-to for the next step, right? And so after a couple of weeks in Bold, I never showed up at the office lacking direction again. I was able to show up at the office and actually know what to do next. And so that began a journey for me where I would pick up the phone and make calls. I would call everybody and anybody that wanted to talk to me about moving. And over the course of time, I think probably for 3 to 4 years, I was making calls for about 12 hours a day. I mean, it was like, thank God I had no responsibilities at the time, because I was a young single guy. I could get in the office at 5 o'clock in the morning and I could go home at 9 o'clock at night. And that was just a period of my life that I'll never have a chance to do that again. But I took full advantage. And that's what I did. I would go on maybe one or two listing appointments a day. But other than that, I was on the phone talking to people, finding people who wanted to sell their home and having those conversations all day, every day.
And if memory serves, you do 16 deals that first year, then you take a jump. It was like the 60 or something, but then you go into the 100 range in the third year.
Yeah, that's right. In 2010, I think I did somewhere between like 9 and 18 deals, somewhere in that range. And then 2011, it was 65 deals. I remember that because I think something like 10 of them were buyers and 55 were sellers. I mean, it was only focused on sellers. The buyers that I was working with were just my sellers who were also buying, right? And then I went from 65 to like 135 deals the next year. And then from that, it was 200 something. And it just kept going and going and going. I built out a real team, right? I had calling assistants. I had all of that. But for the first 3-4 years, I was basically the only one lead generating. And I was doing the same amount of lead generation in year 4 or year 3 that I was doing in year 1. But there was this compound effect that was building up over time.
Well, and that's absolutely key. But I want to ask you, because sitting in a room for 12 hours making TCPA compliant phone calls to people sounds like a dream to some and a nightmare to others. Did you enjoy it every day? And if there were days when you didn't, Tim, how'd you still get it done?
It's like going to the gym or anything else. There's nothing to enjoy about it. It's funny. I was talking to my brother last week and I told him, I said, I think I'm one of the luckiest people in the world, because my career and my hobby are like the same thing. I love what I do. And then I took a step back and I paused and I said, well, actually, I pretty much hate my job every day. I said, it's not that I love what I do every day, Monday through Friday. It's that I love what I'm building. It's that every day I'm going in, and if the work is hard or annoying, frustrating, challenging, whatever, it's not that I'm having a blast while I'm doing it. It's that the level of fulfillment that I have from being able to show up every day and be building something that is both my hobby and my career, the way I make money, all those things, I'm very fortunate. So even back then, did I love jumping on the phone and making those phone calls? No. Did I love driving around town to go to a $120,000 listing an hour and a half away because that's all I could get at the time? No. But those weren't the things that I was finding joy in. What I was finding joy and fulfillment in was the fact that every single time I had a success, it was building towards this thing that was at the time, seventh level in 13 years, right? It was like, hey, I'm going to go, if I have enough wins, if I have this many wins each day, and I do that consistently each week, and I do that consistently for many years in a row, I'm going to get to this outcome of seventh level. And when I get to that outcome, I didn't really know, I'll figure it out. But I had no idea that if you build a seventh level business, the world becomes your oyster, because now you're making more money than you've ever made in your life but you have all of your time back. And so when you don't need to make income, it's already being made and you've got 40, 50, 60 hours a week freed up. The opportunities that you now have are endless. And then that starts a different journey, which is trying to figure out how to not take every opportunity that comes your way and turn into mediocre, which is something I struggled with kind of in the next phase of my career.
And ultimately, this all comes together for you because you're going through all of this. And at the same time, the real estate market is changing. And so is the needs of the consumer and the problems that you are facing on the front line.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. You know, back in 2009, I think the average days on market was like 183 in Austin for a listing. And the challenge that sellers were having, or that they believed that they were having, was aggressive marketing. They didn't feel like buyers were noticing their house because there were so much inventory that, you know, unless they just priced it bottom of the market, which no one wanted to do, how is anybody going to notice my house when my realtor does nothing to advertise it, to market it, to promote it? So I basically made it my career for the first few years to just interview people who failed to sell their home. They had their home listed with a real estate agent. It didn't sell. And I called and just said, tell me more about that. And they would tell me all the reasons why it didn't work and all of their frustrations and what they were really looking for. And after doing that so many times, you become an expert at being able to communicate with people about the thing that they believe they need that they're not getting when their house wasn't able to sell. I was able to craft my message really, really well. I had a very specific customer type, which is a seller who had already failed to sell their home and still wanted to sell it. Their problem was that their home was not being showcased. It was a needle in a haystack, basically. And they needed to find a solution for that. And I became their solution for that. And what's crazy is that, you know, from 2009, when average days on market was 183, to 2021, when average days on market was like a day, the market changed dramatically. And all of a sudden, my real estate agents on my team, you know, because I built a team over those years, and that team ended up doing a lot more volume than I could ever do myself. And eventually Matt, my business partner of 10 years, he became the CEO and he was running the Heil Group. And I became pretty removed from the day to day. And they would tell me, they're like, Tim, what you did doesn't work anymore. And I would argue with them and I would argue and I'd say, I'll show them. And I'd get on the phones and make the calls. And but I found out they're not wrong. What I did doesn't work anymore because the message that I had no longer resonates with the world that we're in today. And the target customer, that target customer doesn't exist anymore. That target customer had a set of problems that don't exist today. So trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist is just a waste of time. And so I think what I realized over time is that actually what I had done really well was I had identified a very specific target customer who had a very specific problem. And I was able to give them a very specific plan and process to solve that problem. And I had very specific calls to action for them. And I was able to show them story after story after story of where I'd helped the same people just like them to help overcome the same problem. And so I had actually, without even really realizing it, created a formula for success that worked at that time, but I had to reinvent it for this time. My job when I got to seventh level, it wasn't to retire. It was, how do I scale our lead generation strategy to the next level? And so my question started to become not what campaign can I run, not should I get into direct mail or should I do radio? I wasn't trying to figure out how we can make more phone calls or things like that. What I wanted to do is figure out how do we get more sellers and higher quality sellers coming to us, knocking on our door. Over the years, I also found that the most successful real estate teams and also the most successful companies, just even outside of real estate, they all do the same thing, which is they don't try and be a generalist to everybody. They be a very, very specific, very niche and narrow specialist. If you look at some of the biggest and best companies out there, not Apple and the ones that now do everything now that they're already successful, but the ones that on their way to success, what they do is they niche themselves into a very narrow problem segment. And they become the clear expert on that narrow problem segment. And they're able to expand to more things over time as their success allows for it. But as real estate agents, we tend to be more generalists. We say, well, I can help any buyer and I can help any seller. Therefore, I'm going to have 17 programs that talk about all the different things that I can do to help every buyer with every problem and every seller with every problem. And what happens is now you come to my website and you don't even know where to go to see if you're in the right place. And so you just move on because clearly I'm not the solution for your problem because you can't figure it out in 2 seconds. And so I came across a formula a long time ago that really helped me with this, that helped me to discover that, first of all, if I'm going to be successful, I've got to narrow. You know, for example, I'll just take Keller Williams. Who's Keller Williams' target customer? It's an entrepreneurial real estate agent, right? It's where entrepreneurs thrive. Why do you come to Keller Williams? So you can figure out how to build your own business, right? I'm not going to go to name your other brokerage to go figure out how to become an entrepreneur and how to build my own business and scale my own business. Keller Williams is where entrepreneurs thrive. They're looking for a very narrow target customer type, solving a very specific problem. And everything at Keller Williams, from MAPS coaching to KW Command to Mega Camp to whatever it is, it's all built around this one specific type of customer with one core solution. And you don't hear Gary Keller talking about much besides entrepreneurship, right? And like, that is the core. And so, you know, Gary, whether he knows it and is doing it on purpose or he's just doing it because he knows it intuitively, is following this formula. And this formula, I'll give it to you quickly, Jason. It's, I don't know, maybe like 8 steps or so, but it's like there's a character. And by the way, this formula is like how every Hollywood movie from Star Wars to you name it is developed.
This is so helpful, Tim, because they're working on the Jason Abrams story. And this is the formula that we're going to ask them to follow.
I love it. All right. So there's a character who has a problem. Step two is who has a problem. Step three is who meets a guide who gives them a plan. Step four is who gives them a plan and calls them to action that ends in success and helps them avoid failure and transforms them from where they want to be or from where they are to where they want to be. And that's it. I used Star Wars a second ago. You can think about there's Luke Skywalker. He's got a problem in that whatever the problem is at the beginning of the story, and he meets a guide with Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Obi-Wan Kenobi gives him a plan. He says, here's how we're going to go do this. And this is kind of the arc of every story. And all this is, it's the hero's journey, if you've heard of the hero's journey before. And what happens is our websites and our core business messages should just follow this arc, and they should follow the hero's journey. But it's so incredibly difficult for most real estate agents to go fill this out for themselves because they can't land on one target customer. They can't land on one problem. They can't land on one very specific solution because they want to be all things to all people. And you get lost in the noise when you're all things to all people. But if you look at the best company, just look on a basic level, you go into any major metro city over the last 20 years and the number one real estate team in the city did what? Guaranteed sale, right? Your home sold guaranteed or I'll buy it. One very specific message for one very specific target customer. Maybe it was bait and switch. Maybe it wasn't. Like, I'm not saying it was the best message out there, but it was very specific, very narrow, solved a very specific problem. And those companies, those real estate teams that invested in that strategy typically became the biggest and most successful real estate teams in their market. And so that's it. And so you can imagine when I took a step back in my own journey, I said, well, who's the target customer? And what problem do they have? What problem is worthy of solving? And what solution am I going to bring to the market that is impactful enough for that problem? I just basically decided at that point, this was maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, I am going to make the rest of my career about solving really big problems for buyers and sellers in that they are experiencing because nobody's solving them well for them today. And I'm going to go figure out how to bring those solutions to market and empower my team and other real estate teams with the ability to go deploy those. And that's when I started Homeward. And I didn't start Homeward at first for everybody else. At first, I started Homeward for my own real estate team. It was about how do I get the Heil Group to be able to go solve these problems? And for the first year, that is what we did. The Heil Group just utilized this and started generating Come List Me appointments and generating people who, when all of a sudden, when your whole problem is that, just going to the Homeward example back in 2019, when your whole problem is that you have a house that you want to buy and just came on the market yesterday, and you know there's going to be multiple offers by this weekend, and you can't make an offer because you have a house and you need to sell it in order to be able to make the offer, all of a sudden you find yourself in a problem. And then when you hear your friend talking about how they were in that same problem 2 months ago, but they found this company called Homeward who actually gave them a guaranteed offer on their old home, fronted them the funds to make an all-cash offer on the new home so that they could go secure it and beat out everybody else. They could make their move, but then they could still sell their old home for its full market price and not have to take any kind of discount. And they actually did it in no time and it was easy and blah, 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 blah. You hear that story at the dinner party and you go, hey, that's me. That's my problem. That's the one I have. Where'd you go again? Can you tell me more about that? And this thing spreads like wildfire because it's a very bleeding neck, real problem. And there's a unique, specific, special, narrow solution for it. And now it rises above all the noise.
So this idea, this hero's journey, this concept that if I get really niche and specific with the problems that I'm solving, and I'm going to go back to what you said. You said it's a specific target customer who has a specific problem, and I create a specific plan or service to solve it. Do you now wake up in the morning looking for these problems to solve? Because, you know, the only people that listen to this show are mega agents. So I'm out there and I'm doing 100 million as it is. Things are great, but I do have this general business. How do I think about turning right and adding this sort of thinking into it?
Yeah, it's the biggest challenge that the successful businesses have because they say, well, I already do everything. I can't just do one thing because then 90% of my business would go away. So here's the thing. It's not that you can't service all buyers and all sellers. It's that your marketing message, the one that you put out into the universe, your lead generation strategy, it needs to simplify. It needs to narrow. So maybe you service referrals and you do some online leads and you help people in foreclosure and you also help some luxury people. Maybe you do lots of different things. That's fine. I mean, this is literally what I do every day with Homeward. Homeward is a alternative financial product business. What we do is we ask the question, anything around financing or payments, what are the problems and how can we bring solutions that agents can take and use as their own? And so where we started was with buy before you sell. There's a huge market for people that their home equity is trapped and they need it to buy their next house. They don't want to list till they know where they're going next. That's a buy before you sell product. What's cool about being a real estate agent or a real estate team is you don't have to go create that today. 6, 7, 8 years ago, you did. Today, you go partner with Homeward or a company like Homeward, if there's another one in your market, and you go white label that product as your own, and you go figure out how to bring that to market. You know, the one that today that we've leaned into the most at Homeward and even my real estate team at the Howe Group is what we call sell before you list. And it's our version at Homeward of a cash offer. There's a huge market out there, tiny compared to everybody who's buying and selling, but a massive market out there for people that are today, right now, in every single city across the country, asking for a cash offer. They're either going online and Googling it, or they're on a different website somewhere. In some way, shape, or form, they're saying, I want a cash offer for my home. And they're asking somebody, whether it's a local fix and flip company, or an iBuyer, or a real estate agent, or something else, they're saying, I want a cash offer for my home, will you give me one? And what we've done is we've provided the best cash offer for a home seller that exists, which is the ability for them to get a cash offer 24 hours and cash out in 2 weeks. But it gives the real estate agent the ability to go then take the house to market. Homeward will pay to fix it up, get it in the shape it needs to be in. The real estate agent takes it to market, sells it for its full price, and all of the upside proceeds from that market sale go back to the original seller. So they can cash out quickly and get all the market upside proceeds. And the thing is, it's only as good as a real estate agent makes it.
Did you hear what he just said? He said it's only as good as the agent makes it. What does that actually mean? Get ready, because we're about to unpack with Tim, how do you take a product like Homeward, or really any solution, and bring it to market? How do you bring a mofer to market and then get the most out of it? Right now, you could make the argument that you are operating in the golden era of the residential and commercial real estate business. You all have more buyers and sellers than ever before. And I know it fluctuates. You had 6 million sales, now you have 4.5 million sales. But at the end of the day, you have more people buying real estate. Number two, you have more technology aimed at the space than ever before, giving you more insights. Number three, you have more solutions to the problems that buyers and sellers are facing than ever before. And by the way, people are building bigger businesses than have ever been built because of everything I just mentioned. So here's my question. Who are you? Are you naturally curious about how to do this business at the highest level? Or do you wake up and run the same play that you may have already been running or the same play that you may have been taught? There's a natural curiosity about the people that we interview on this show. They wake up every day and they say, is there something new going on in the industry? Because if there is, I want to learn all about it. And that's what I'm hearing Tim say. You see, Tim was naturally curious about how he builds the biggest real estate business that he could have built. Then he becomes naturally curious about offering specific solutions that he could offer. And what he's telling you is that there's new ways to do an old business. Here's the truth. You have a long history dating back hundreds of years, and that history has inflection points in it where things changed. The advent of the MLS, aggregators coming online. These are moments that literally changed the industry. I want you to think of it like this. Tim is saying you're in one of those right now. Are you curious about how to solve problems? Are you curious about how to run the best business? Because it's going to take a natural curiosity to find the problem, understand the solutions, learn the solutions deeply so that you can present them, and then go change your marketing plan to the specific people that need your specific solution to their specific problem. That's all going to take curiosity.
Thousands and thousands of sellers are out there asking for these offers on a regular basis. However, it's up to the real estate agent to take that message to market and say whatever they want to say. Get a cash offer for your home and get your full market value. What happens is when it's one button out of 50 buttons on your webpage, or when it's one message out of 14 different programs, it's hard for a seller to find it. And it's hard for you to put the most amount of advertising effort into that message. But the companies that consolidate it, they're generating thousands of these come list me appointments on a monthly basis, and their businesses are going to the next level. And that's what we're doing at the Heil Group as well. We leverage it in a really great way.
So if I'm going to partner with Homework, okay, and I'm going to bring Sell Before You List into my world, what are the general rules of thumb? Tell me exactly what I do in order so that I maximize the opportunity.
Well, first and foremost, you want to make sure that you understand the product offering and that you understand what the homeowner's options are. So these financial products, whether it's a sell and stay program, a rent to own program, a buy before you sell program, a cash offer program, there's a lot of products that have come out and that will continue to come out. You've got to really understand what they do, what problem they solve, what the benefits are, how much they cost, how does it work. To be able to do that, you don't do it in 5 seconds. It's like, you know, you don't learn how a mortgage works and the amortization table and all the components to do with a 30-year versus a 15-year versus an FHA or VA. Like a financial product for buying a home, it's not easy, right? It's complexity to it. And so it took us all time to learn and understand mortgages. It'll take us time to learn and understand these other financial products. And so first thing I would say is do your homework, do your research, call somebody at Homeward and we'll walk you through it. You can go online and do some research, but you got to understand it first. The second thing is you've got to be able to articulate it. Just like objection handlers that I learned at Bold, you know, I sucked at listing appointments until I practiced over and over and over again. And when I became really confident in my ability to handle the objections that I knew were coming, I crushed my listing appointments. It's the same thing here. You can't explain a mortgage when you barely understand it yourself. You can't explain a cash offer program when you barely understand it yourself. You certainly can't overcome objections or get people to take the next step. So that's the second thing. The third thing I would say is you should never be tied to an outcome for your seller. You should be crazy focused on narrowing your message and attracting a certain type of customer profile, because that's going to scale for you. But once you've attracted them in, you go back to being a consultant, right? So it's like sales isn't even really something that I do a lot of. Like marketing, getting a really crisp message and getting it out there, and then consulting, which is when they come into your funnel. Now you just ask a bunch of questions to figure out where do you go next, right? So it's marketing to get them into the funnel, consulting to figure out, should I bring them this offer? Should we talk through this offer? Are they more interested in a traditional listing? And what does that look like? You never try and hard close them into any one path just because they came in through one place. Once you bring them in, now it's just ask the questions, identify what's best for them, and take them down the right path. But with Homeward, what we do is we'll set you up with all of that, whether you want to get trained, tweak your listing presentation, your listing appointment to be able to mirror this. And also, if you want to start generating leads, like we generate leads and we pass them to real estate teams, but we also help real estate teams generate their own leads. And that's not like a program we get paid for. It's just, we do it at the Heil Group. Jason, like, your career and my career has mostly been dedicated towards how do we go find a seller? And more recently, I've been just focused on how do I go get a seller to find me? What's the message? Where do I want to put it? How often do I need to put it there? And when they click in to the message, what do I do next? And it's just systems. When you put those systems together, it's not rocket science. It works. And what's incredible is you can actually build a business where sellers are calling you saying, will you come over to my house? I couldn't believe it. I had a friend in Austin that had what I will call come list me appointments. I didn't believe him because I was, you know, pounding the phones, just like hunting for people, trying to find. And he could say, no, they call me and they ask me to come over to their house. And usually one out of every three I list, two out of three I don't. I get, you know, X amount of calls per day. And that's just how my business runs. And I thought he was lying to me and I made him show me. And I realized he was doing something very different than me. He was doing 10 years ago what I'm describing right now. It's a marketing-based prospecting enhanced, right? What Gary used to say that all the time. And I used to say, no, 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 it's prospecting-based marketing enhanced. But in today's market, I've personally have shifted to this idea of get your message out there to the right people. It's got to say the right thing. It's got to be really narrow and really focused. They will come to you if your solution solves a bleeding neck problem. And the thing is, in today's world, you don't have to go create that solution yourself. You can partner with Homeward. You can partner with a company like Homeward to be able to deliver that. And you're in control when you run that versus when you're buying leads from internet companies or when you're collecting referrals. You know, you become in control when you're running your own programs and you can really take your business to the next level.
I love it, man. How do I get sellers to find me is maybe the greatest question not asked nearly often enough. This idea that you can have larger success servicing a smaller market sounds so opposite of the way that everyone thinks about their life, yet makes complete sense. And Gary always says, go small to go big.
Yeah, 100%. You hear it and you go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I did. Gary used to say this stuff, by the way, in different ways. He used to say this all the time. And it's like, yeah, 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 but he doesn't know my thing that I got going on or whatever. But it's like, over time, I come to learn that, like, yeah, you know, pick your company. You know what? I'm trying to look for like brands sitting right around me here. But every major company that has gone to the next level, they started with one thing and they became the clear leader in that thing. And then they moved to the next thing. It's just start small to go big. It's a great way to put it. But it's be a master of a market and let your message rise to the top. Rise above all of the noise in the market. Look, there's 10, 15, 20,000 real estate agents in Austin, Texas, and they all say the same thing, Jason. If there's a billboard, it says, thinking about buying or selling a home, call so-and-so. If there's a bus ad, it says the same thing. Buying or selling a house, call me. Buying or selling a house in South Austin, call this guy. Buying or selling a house in North Austin, call that guy. There's 20,000 agents that all are saying the same message. I'm a real estate agent and I can help you buy or sell a house and I know the area. But it's like, man, get a message that rises above that noise and know that to be really, really crisp, to be really, really good, it's got to only help one type of customer. But you can actually end up getting 40, 50, 60% of the market share for that type of customer, which will be 10 times the business you would have ever gotten by getting, you know, one little tiny bit of the whole market.
It's so good. Tim, we want to invite you to the lightning round. So we want to ask you a series of questions. They're going to come quick. We want the first thing that comes to your mind. Will you play?
Let's do it.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
What is your favorite food?
Pizza.
Stop the lightning round. It's so good. There's no question.
That's so good.
Is there a specific pizza style that you think is superior?
You know, Chicago deep dish. I'm a Chicago deep dish guy, but really I like all pizza.
Grimaldi's.
Grimaldi's is great.
If you haven't gold bellied you a Grimaldi, friends, do this for me. Trust me on this. All right, Tim, back in. Favorite movie?
Oh, The Departed.
It's a good movie. It's a very good movie. Favorite sound?
Favorite sound? Piano.
Do you play?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Playing the piano. Do you have a favorite podcast other than this one that you think everyone should listen to?
You know, I was just telling somebody recently about a podcast called Masters of Scale. It's by the founder of LinkedIn. His name's Reid Hoffman. And he was one of the PayPal co-founders before that. So kind of one of the early tech scene founders, but went after PayPal and started LinkedIn. And he's an investor today. He just interviews founders of companies that have figured out how to really scale, how to really take their startup, their small business to a whole different level, and walks through that. And it's been pretty interesting.
Love that. Favorite vacation spot?
The British Virgin Islands.
Nice.
Particularly a place called Oil Nut Bay.
Oil Nut Bay.
Yeah. Check it out.
Friends, you heard it here. Cardio or weights?
Cardio, although I am starting to lift weights for the first time since I was 17 years old.
He's back. All right, Tim Heil, you, my friend, are a warrior poet for the real estate agent. And here's why I say it. Because it would have been just as easy for you to go build a solution for your real estate team. But you have built solutions for all real estate agents. And you have done so at a time when it was more popular to build something to try to disrupt real estate agents than to support them. And so on behalf of this show and our audience, I want to say thank you.
Hey, thanks for saying that.
Thanks for protecting us. You've had an amazing career so far. Congratulations.
Thanks for saying that, Jason. You know, it really kind of pissed me off when we went through a phase where it seemed like everybody with any form of capital investment or innovative idea thought that the smartest next thing to do was take the real estate agent out. And so I am very, very excited as a real estate agent to be doing this with lots of other real estate agents. So, and particularly with you, Jason, appreciate your support and the nice things you've said. And let's go do some more of this stuff together. I'm excited for what's next.
There it is, friends. Pizza. Don't sleep on pizza. Tim, thanks again.
All right.
My head is spinning. Did you hear he said become the master of the solution? That is such a big idea. Master one thing and become the expert at it. It reminds me of Ken Pozak, if you know Ken. Ken has spent the last 7 years mastering the algorithms of YouTube and Instagram and the face pages and the Insta Twitters and the MySpaces, and now he is Jedi. Tim has spent all of this time mastering the financial solutions that he can bring to sellers and buyers. He just packaged it up and called it homework. What are you the master of? What have you mastered? Is what you're doing working as well as when you originally launched it? Is what you're doing the best you can do or the best it can be done? What have you mastered? That's what I'm taking away from this. I'm going to go small to go big, and I'm going to commit to self-mastery and the business mastery of the things that are driving the industry that I'm in. Friends, you get this. You get this because you are the natural curious audience of the biggest real estate show that focuses on unpacking the expertise of this industry's top people. And here's what you know. You know that one day follows the next. And mastery is something that's built over time. It begins with a dream and a goal. It leads directly into commitment and then the actions that we take. Go forth and do likewise. There it is. That wraps another episode. Friends, I don't know what you're taking out of this. I really don't. I'll tell you what I want you to be taking out of it, which is these are the people that are having tremendously big lives. And the reason it's happening is because they're setting up the models and systems to do just that. Gary Keller told me that leadership is teaching people how to think so that they do the things they need to do when they need to do them, so that ultimately they get the things they want when they want to have them. And that's what I want for you. You're all leaders. But it begins with leading ourselves. If you're enjoying this podcast, I want you to click the subscribe button anywhere that you get your podcasts. We want to be the voice in your head every single week. And every week, we're dropping new content. We also send out a newsletter at the conclusion of every show to make sure that you get the highest points and the models and systems that were discussed. So if you want to sign up, I need your name and your email address. Head over to themillionaireagentpodcast.com. MillionaireAgentPodcast.com. Enter your name and your email address, and every week that newsletter will be in your box. Friends, you just went on a journey. I hope that what happens between now and the next time we meet is absolutely wonderful for you. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates. and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information. Warning. You must comply with the TCPA and any other federal, state, or local laws, including for B2B calls and texts. Never call or text a number on any Do Not Call list, and do not use an auto dialer or artificial voice or pre-recorded messages without proper consent. Contact your attorney to ensure your compliance.